Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Giuliani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Knott. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The center fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Peete. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Stratton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Monty Stratton. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Krivic. Larry reaches second base with a double. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to third. Two outs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Salters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball four. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott fires to first and picks off Walker. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe now playing left field. Mike Krivic now playing center field. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peete fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dykes for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas. Giuliani reaches second base with a double. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is called out on strikes. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Larry hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-for-1 in the game. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bottomley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stratton fields it and throws to first for the out. Bottomley moves to second. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West takes first base on ball 4. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a line drive towards third. Dykes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas is called out on strikes. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Giuliani hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-1 in the game. Knott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Larry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas. Larry reaches second base with a double. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete moves to third. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stratton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. Soltis hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bottomley for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. West hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stratton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Giuliani strikes out. One out. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-2 in the game. Knott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Len Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Knott moves to second. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pete hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Soltis strikes out. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bottomley hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Bottomley reaches third base with a triple. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Bell reaches second base with a double. Bottomley scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. West hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-3 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas. Carey reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. It's 3-0. Browns. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Giuliani hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carey scores. It's 4-0, Browns. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington pinch hits for Monty Stratton. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Krivic bunts towards the mound. Knott fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Knott. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Radcliffe reaches third base with a triple. Krivic goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-1 Browns. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-3 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Evans now pitching. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-4 in the game. Clift strikes out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Salters takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Bottomley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Bottomley reaches second base with a double. Salters goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Bottomley moves to third. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. West hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pete hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. JoJo Morrissey pinch hits for Red Evans. JoJo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.